USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate gaveling into a pro forma session on Monday on Capitol Hill as lawmakers continue to discuss the Paycheck Protection Program and adding more funding to that program. One thing that is for sure in that program, according to Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida, the small businesses that receive the money are going to be the ones that need it the most.
Well, here, first off, we need to replenish it. But the way I look at this is, businesses that did not see a significant downturn in the revenues, they shouldn't get it. Because look at what they did to our smallest companies. They couldn't even apply until just a few days before the money ran out.
The Supreme Court ruled on Monday that juries in state criminal trials must be unanimous to convict the defendant, settling a quirk of constitutional law that had allowed divided votes to result in convictions in two states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
More protests are planned for this week in several states against coronavirus shelter-in-place orders. The protests began last week in Michigan, where the governor placed restrictions on buying items such as seeds and garden tools. A restaurant is returning a $10 million loan it received as part of the coronavirus stimulus package. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Restaurant chain Shake Shack is returning the $10 million it got from the federal coronavirus stimulus package. It was one of several large companies that got a big chunk of the $349 billion that was supposed to help small businesses keep their workers on the payroll. Shake Shack said the loans were available for the restaurant with less than 500 employees at certain locations, but that would include every one of the chain's 189 locations, and now the funding has dried up. So the Shake Shack says it will give the money back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Facebook says it's working with state governments to take down organizing announcements for protests of the coronavirus lockdown. The protests have been spreading around the country about Americans who are concerned about their civil liberties being taken away from them. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"We do classify that as harmful misinformation, and we take that down. At the same time, you know, it's important that people can debate policies, so there's a line on this. But, you know, more than normal political discourse, I think a lot of the stuff that people are saying that is false around a health emergency like this can be classified as harmful misinformation."
An old friend of President Trump is speaking out about his conviction. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
A federal judge denied a request for a new trial made by Trump ally Roger Stone following his conviction on charges related to the Russia investigation. Stone tells Fox News he never covered up anything for President Trump.
"I wasn't prosecuted because I was covering anything up for the president. I was prosecuted because I refused to bear false witness against the president. I refused to dissemble, as the prosecutors wanted, about numerous phone calls between myself and candidate Trump in 2016.
Thank you, Wendy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.